Hi everyone, this is Robin.
And Maura.
And we're here with the Q-Lips Questions Podcast, where we answer your English questions.
Do you have a question that you don't know the answer to about English?
Well, if you do, you're in the right place, because this is where we deal with all your English language questions. Please ask us. You can email us at questions@qlips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Today, we're going to look at a question about pronunciation. It is about a little T on the end of a word. Let's listen to David from Greece.
I'm having a difficult time in telling the difference between can't and can. Their meanings are totally opposite of each other. Help me better understand the pronunciation. Please give tips and examples of sentences using can't and can. First of all, I want to say, don't worry about asking people to clarify. You can easily ask, did you say can or can't? Native speakers need to do this too. The T is such a little sound that sometimes we can't be sure either. I said, can't be sure.
For this one, I looked around online and asked some friends to see what other people were saying. And what I found was that it is very divided. Can and can't are explained differently by different people. I think the reason is that there are varied pronunciations of can and can't, depending on accents. Even within North America, in the same regions, there are differences.
Here's the best advice that I've got. Sometimes can sounds like can. An example, I can do that for you. And can't never sounds like can, at least not in Canada, as far as I know. Here are some examples. One, I can hear you. I can't hear you. She can tell you how. She can't tell you how.
Also, use your instincts. This is good advice in any language situation. Sometimes you know if the speaker used can or can't from the context. If someone says to me, Maura, you can drive. I know that it could not be can't because I know that I can drive. Does that make sense? I hope so.
The difference in writing is the same in pronunciation. That is, you can hear the T sound at the end of can't when it is negative. It is such a little sound and a subtle sound that it can be hard to hear.
The difference between a positive and negative form is one little letter, and it can be especially difficult if the next word also starts with a T, like, I can't talk properly. There was a T at the end of can't and a T at the beginning of talk.
Do you know the expression practice makes perfect? Well, unfortunately, in this case, there is no quick fix for the difficulty in comprehension. One just needs to practice to get better at hearing this difference.
I will give you a few more examples. Now, see if you can tell the difference.
They can't decide where to go. They can decide where to go.
I haven't told them I can't go yet. I haven't told them I can go yet.
He can't tell them. He can tell them.
Did you hear the difference? In all three examples, the negative can't was first. Listen to them again if you are not sure.
So in this case of can't and can, just keep on practicing and listening. And don't feel bad if you can't hear the difference so easily. Like I mentioned at the beginning, Sometimes native English speakers need to clarify if someone said can or can't to.
One thing is for sure, you can't give up. And that's about all the time for this question today. Hopefully, it is a bit more clear for you when listening to can or can't.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope we answered a question for you this time. Please join us again next week as we explore more questions at curiousquestions@qlips.com. This has been Robin.
And Maura. See you next time.
Bye-bye.